You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jeff Kaplan with Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem. And congratulations. I understand you won an award at the Parade of Homes.
We did. It's the Utah Valley Parade of Homes going on this past week. They gave away awards. The builders judge each other, which is pretty cool that they do that. And the builders actually chose one of our homes that we worked on and designed to be a category winner. So we're super proud of that. Big shout out to home number 26, Revere Custom Homes. It's actually their first time being in the parade. And we had so much fun getting their home prepared. What I love about it is it's just a timeless design, and it's so has so much charm. So we're really excited about that home. If you haven't seen it yet, definitely make sure you check it out. The Utah Valley Parade of Homes is going on right now. This is the second weekend. So make sure that you come and see all of these incredible homes. There are 33 of them, all the way from Alpine down to Woodland Hills. And, you know, something for everyone in every price point. Plus, Jeff, you know, it's Father's Day tomorrow. So, you know, it's a great Father's Day gift to give your husband the Parade of Homes tickets. And then, you know, give him a little honey-do list and all your ideas of things that you want to improve about your home after you go through the parade.
Well, I went this weekend. Thank you very much for the tickets. And we saw two homes that I don't know. They must have been worth $8, $10 million. Do you really need an indoor basketball court and an outdoor basketball court? Perhaps some people do. Three laundry rooms. My wife was just salivating over all of this, and it definitely sparked a few ideas.
I bet so. You know, when you're going to do laundry, you might as well just get it all done at the same time, right, Jeff? So just put the towels in, everything all at once, and especially if the swimming pool, of course, you're going to have a lot of towels that you do have to clean. So always something fun and exciting at the Utah Valley Parade of Homes. Check out what's going on this weekend. It really is the hottest ticket in town. Discount tickets are available at our stores with locations in Lehigh and in Orem. They're $22 each, and it goes for another 7 days. So check that out. Today, we are so excited because we have Jamie Walker with Walker Home Design on the show with us. If you are a regular listener of this show, you've heard about Jamie Walker before. He's been on multiple times and definitely one of the top tier Utah gurus for home design.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Parade's awesome. Get out in the nice warm weather. But yeah, home building and designing is hot ticket right now too.
Yeah, absolutely. So you do designs from the ground up. So new construction, you do remodels. Yep. You're the one that actually puts the pen
theme
on
parks,
the paper.
Haunted houses, fun spaces, custom homes. You want to do your landscape, we help you with that too. Anything that has to do with your home, we can help give you the best value when you go to do your project, for sure.
For sure. Okay, so what are some of the hot topics? You know, we're on the real estate show. We always have good news here in Utah. It's a great place to vacation currently.
Yeah. It's. I would say one of the biggest things people are doing right now is, I would say the newest thing, and maybe Jeff saw this in the parade home, is a wellness zone. You may have been following the cold plunges, the red light therapy.
Yep.
Hot tub, that kind of thing.
Saw it.
Been there.
We're gearing up for a parade home in Park City in 2025, and that was the first thing the builder told us. He's like, "I want a wellness space," and so that's been really big. And you think about summers and vacations and things like that, relaxing areas, relaxing atmospheres, a wellness center. Take care of yourself.
And why not have a vacation in your home? Then you don't even have to go on vacation because it's all just there.
Yeah. It's. I remember one time my wife came back from a trip and she's like, "I just love coming home because everything's set in place and you have, you have zones for that getaway. It feels like you're having a vacation in your own home.
And I think that is definitely the trend right now, where people just want to go home and relax more than ever.
Yeah. I mean, Utah's getting crowded, right? People have found out about us. And it is nice to have a little escape zone in your own
home. Okay, outdoors, right? That's always a hot topic. Lots of landscaping ideas that you'll see in the Utah Valley Parade of Homes right now.
Yeah, landscaping, think of a fire pit, you know, a place you can read a book outside under the stars. Water features, if you want to drown out some of that noise that might be near the streets or in your neighborhood. It's really amazing how just a simple water feature can just be tranquil and drown out traffic or sirens or things. Just that water sound travels so well and is so relaxing. And then when you want to get your game on sports courts, you do need an indoor and outdoor basketball court here in Utah.
Of course, both.
You know, you don't want to get snowed out.
We had indoor and outdoor pickleball courts in one of these houses. And
I would say pickleball. That's the big sport right now that everybody's jumping on.
Oh, yeah. One home, I think they had three pickleball courts in one. So I guess a few people must live there.
I tell my clients when they want to do a pickleball court, I'm like, just put a little card swiper outside the gate because you can make money on the pickleball.
Charge your
there's
neighbors.
So many people playing that right now.
Yeah. Well, what's great about pickleball is everyone can do it. It's not like basketball. I mean, even grandmas and grandpas and young kids, everyone can do pickleball, and it's so much fun.
Have you
fun.
Played?
So my mom actually took me one time, and I was blown away by the lines that were there. Yeah. It was crowded, and it was my first time, and there was a guy, very athletic, that was also there, and we decided to team up because we were both new. Well, on the other side of the court, there were two grandmas, so he turned to me and said, let's take it easy on them, and I said, well, that's going to be easy because it's my first time. Well, these grandmas just wrecked us. They were amazing.
Hardcore.
I loved it.
They
I just
hustlers.
Laughed so hard. So
they were
pickleball.
Hustling, yeah.
I'm a huge fan of pickleball in your home.
So if people do want a pickleball court, the question we get asked is how much space do you need? And a court is 20 by 40, 20 by 44, but you also need a little bit of space. Depends on, you know, if you're a serious grandma, you know, diving after balls and stuff like that, you want to give yourself a little bit of extra room. So we've done some underground pickleball courts under garages and stuff that are roughly 40, 42 feet wide by 60 feet deep. So you have a little bit of space to move around it. And that also fits really well for a half-court basketball court. So you can kind of tackle two, put in the different lines there and stuff like
that. Did you say underground?
Underground.
Wow. So it's like a basement pickleball court, and it must have a high ceiling if you're playing basketball.
Yeah. So we're doing a lot of these in garages. People are tearing down their third car garage and expanding it a little bit and fitting a half court basketball pickleball with vaulted trusses. So it's almost like a vaulted basement. So, and then in some cases, we'll put them under garages. Sports courts, you need a minimum of about 18 feet in height. And ideally, you know, 22, 24. But we have some serious tennis players that want 35 feet for those high lobs and stuff.
Wait,
so,
do people still play tennis?
The tennis is big.
Still?
Tennis is big, yeah.
It's getting bigger in
Utah,
which is
cool. I thought pickleball replaced it.
Well, pickleball's for the people that can't play tennis. Really,
ouch.
You know, Jeff, what people don't understand or maybe don't think about is that oftentimes those detached garages are such a great investment. And you've built many, many of those. You have the garage on the main floor. People love their toys. And then underneath that is where we're talking about these suspended slabs.
Yep.
And you have to excavate anyway. So it's really, really, really inexpensive square footage for what you get.
Yeah, there's some things that maybe we can get into that in the next segment, because there's different red flags you want to check in. What your water table is, if you're on the side of a hill, how does that affect it? What are the costs? How far do those slabs span without increasing costs? But there's some inexpensive ways. It's not free space, but it's inexpensive, and it's nice that the government hasn't regulated how deep you can go on some of that compared to how high you can build.
For sure. Okay, let's talk about some of those outdoor patios. Patios is the latest thing that people are saying, but the patios. The grills, the hot tubs, the arbors.
Yeah. I mean, you think about how you're going to use your backyard in that space. And then I like to segment those areas for younger kids so they can maybe play in a sandbox or have a swing set or a jungle gym treehouse, separate from the teenagers who might want to play on the sports court. separate from the adults that might want to sit near the fire pit or have the waterfall and read a book or have an outdoor TV.
Fantastic. So oftentimes in Utah, we have different needs for different time periods of our lives. Once you get maybe to our age, our kids are getting older, we have teenagers, and we don't need as much space. At least we think we don't. But then, you know, all the kids come back, just like Jeff Kaplan over here. He's starting to have kids move back in.
Yeah, there's lots of things to consider. A lot of people that are retiring aren't necessarily, even though they're empty nesters, they're not shrinking their homes because they're saying, hey, we need a spot for our four kids and their families to stay for a week or a couple times throughout the year. So they want guest suites in the basement so they have a spot for the grandkids to go take a nap or place to recreate down in the basement.
And that's where remodeling comes in and is so important. And Jamie, you help with all of that. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Today, we have Jamie Walker, Walker Home Design, on the show with us. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring. And right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Some people just know the more you protect, the more you save with Allstate. Because they know insurance math. Like if you protect your home and auto, Allstate can save you up to 25%. So it's like losing money if you don't bundle. Save more when you protect more. Bundle home and auto with Allstate today.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Guys, did you know your testosterone level impacts your energy, libido, sleep, weight, hair loss, mood, and even ED? And right now, Revive Men's Health Salt Lake City will check your testosterone for free. They've helped thousands of men since 2011 feel and perform better. They're so confident they can help you, they even guarantee it. Schedule your free testosterone test, exam, and consultation today. Call 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit RevivemensHealth.com.
At Galen College of Nursing, our now approach to nursing education means treating students as humans. We give you the care you're taught to give your patients, and we prepare you to practice with immersive experiences and on-demand resources to help you fulfill the potential you always had. Regardless of who you are, if you pursue nursing education at Galen, we'll do everything we can to support you right now. Learn more at galencollege.edu.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. I should say the award-winning Heather Osmond is here. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Thanks, Jeff. We had a great week. We've been working on these parade homes almost a year, so it's been a lot of hard work in the making. So we are really, really proud to be a winner of one of the categories for the Utah Valley Parade of Homes this last week. And, you know, it's going on right now. So if you haven't heard about it, it's about time that you did. I hope that you come and get your tickets. It is Father's Day tomorrow. Parade tickets are, you know, one size fits all, and it's actually a really fun date night. So think about that for your dad or your spouse or your brother or significant other. It makes a lot of fun. Definitely today, we love having Jamie Walker. He is the owner of Walker Home Design on the show with us again. Jamie, welcome back.
Thanks for letting me back in the doors.
always good to have. You're an expert in anything home design related. A lot of people want to build a brand new home, and of course you help design those home plans. However, some people just want to remodel their home.
Yeah.
Maybe they want to add a mother-in-law apartment or an ADU or, you know, space above the garage, basketball court, like we were just talking about in the previous segment. Tell us a little bit about that.
So a lot of times people love their location, you know, and they've spent a lot of time, they have a lot of memories in that house, and then they go price shopping and it's so expensive right now. The people have learned about Utah, they want to be here, but it's expensive. So that demand has shot up and inflation and all these things. So sometimes when rates get higher and inflation kicks in, people want to stick at home. They have mature trees maybe and things like that. They love their neighborhood. But if you're on a big enough piece of land, sometimes you can kind of play Tetris with some of those pieces and maybe bump out a dining room or expand a garage or tear down a garage and build above it. We're also seeing a lot of people adding an accessory dwelling unit or an ADU. About a year and a half ago, Utah passed a law that said every city in Utah has to come up with a way to create affordable housing. And it's been very tricky to build something affordable without really putting your mind to how I could manufacture something efficient. And so these ADUs are becoming popular, or even just gutting an old basement and creating an apartment with an outside access that you can rent to your kids or grandkids or somebody else to supplement your income. I was at a birthday party the other night for a friend in our neighborhood, and an older couple said, you know, we've got our whole basement and it's roughed in for a wet bar. We'd love to rent out two bedrooms and a family room. It's already got an outside access. And they said, what do you think we could rent it for? And right now in Salt Lake, places like that are renting from anywhere on the low end, $1,600 for a two-bedroom basement, to $2,200, $2,400. And if you think about that, you know, an older couple might have their house already paid for, but they want a little play money or something. And that's still a pretty low rent cost when you compare others in the area for 1,600 square feet, 1,200 square feet.
Yeah, and it allows you to stay in your neighborhood where you love your neighbors and gives you a little extra income to, you know, ward off that inflation that we're all dealing with right now, which is incredible.
Yeah, to answer your question about how do you get started, is it's to make a wish list. You've heard me talk before about what's your pain, right? We want to help fix that pain. So if it's I need more space, or I want to rent the space, or I need, you know, so much income, make a wish list of what that is you want to accomplish and then bring it to us and we can help you fix your pain.
What I love about your company is that you are able to build things for less money than any other company. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's, you know, you keep referring to me as the expert, and I think that it always makes me uncomfortable because it's a situation where the more I've learned about this industry, the more I realize there's things I don't know. I get up in front of crowds of 500 to 1,000 builders at the International Builder Show, and I'm asked to teach them about how to build more efficiently, and I never feel qualified. So the way that I am able to accomplish that is I go and talk to the people with the boots on the ground, the plumbers, the electricians, the framers, the foundation companies, the general contractors, and I have them take a look at our plan that they're building, and I'd say, hey, how would you fix this? How could we make our plan easier to build so that you finish a week earlier or a month earlier, or the plumber can save $500 here, or the framer is off the job site a week earlier and it cost him $10,000 less in lumber because we design around the materials that sizes that they come in. You know, plywood comes in 4x8 sheets, drywall is 4x8 or 4x10, carpet comes in 12-foot rolls, and the list goes on and on. It's like playing with grown-up Legos, really. And that's how we're able to have builders come back and say, gosh, we saved $50,000 on this plan being built compared to your competitor that we built last month.
Well, smarter plans mean less waste, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And clients sometimes forget, you know, when you cut that 12 inches of plywood off and you can't use it somewhere else on the job site, it goes in the dumpster, and that's like $20 worth of money. And sometimes people forget about that.
For sure. Okay, let's talk a little bit about storage space. In Utah, we all have basements and we all just have stuff. What's your recommendation for that?
You can never have enough storage. And by the way, I need you to come help me clean my garage out.
Exactly.
It's, you know, the way that we design a house, or whether it's storage or things like that, is it goes back to making a list. Once you know what size your lawnmower is or what size your tools are or whatever it is you're going to store, if you can map that out and then make a list, then you can find the space for it. It's the same thing with how we quiz people on building a house. The very beginning, we make a list. Like how many, what rooms are you going to need? How many people are living here? How do you use your kitchen? Do you work from home? What kind of cars do you drive? What toys do you need to fit in the garage? Once you know that, it becomes pretty easy to design the space to be functional.
Jamie Walker, Walker Home Design. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Store. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring. And right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or going to the grocery store for milk instead of buying your own cow. You know there's an easier and better way. Save up to 25% when you bundle home and auto with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Guys, did you know your testosterone level impacts your energy, libido, sleep, weight, hair loss, mood, and even ED? And right now, Revive Men's Health Salt Lake City will check your testosterone for free. They've helped thousands of men since 2011 feel and perform better. They're so confident they can help you, they even guarantee it. Schedule your free testosterone test, exam, and consultation today. Call 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit RevivemensHealth.com.
I'm Jeff Kaplan from KSL News Radio. You want to receive the latest news, traffic, and weather all in one place? All you have to do is subscribe to the KSL text line. Text the word NEWS to 57500 and you'll get the latest news, traffic, and weather updates. Sometimes before we get them on the air. I'll catch you on the radio weekday afternoons on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show, and thanks for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here, the award-winning Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem. Tell everybody again what you won.
You are too kind, Jeff. We recently just won our category for the Utah Valley Parade of Homes. We're sure proud of that. A lot of this work actually started over a year ago to make these homes what they are today. And it is the Utah Valley Parade of Homes going on right now. So make sure you grab those tickets. Starts today at 12 noon. So, you know, we're just 30 minutes away. Make sure you check that out. And we do have a radio special that I want to talk about. We have Jamie Walker with Walker Home Design on the show with us today. Jamie, that's how actually we met each other years and years and years ago as business associates at the Parade of Homes.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. If you hear us here on the radio and you're working on plans and you're like, hey, I'm not sure if we're getting the best value out of it, mention this radio show, give us a call at the office and bring it in, and I'll do a free consultation and take a look at it and show you ways that I think you could save thousands when you go to build, and just give you a little bit more advantage there. So reach out, walkerhomedesign.com is our website, or give us a call at the office, 801-930-9499. And definitely follow our social media. There's a lot of cool things on there. People love making fun of my hair, by the way.
You always have the most entertaining videos on your social media, and they're really, really informative, which is fantastic.
We all have to be entertained, right? That's right? All. It's all what it's about.
Hey,
so.
You just said that very casually. You said, and we can save you thousands of dollars on your build. Hello?
Yeah. It's materials and labor are so expensive right now. And it's shocking to me how often draftsmen or architects draw plans and they're just not thinking about the materials that get used. And I mentioned earlier, you know, plywood comes in 4x8, drywall's 4x8 or 4x10, carpet comes in 12-foot rolls, moldings are certain sizes. So when I go to interview a plumber or an electrician or a framer, I'll ask them, you know, how do you like to frame? How do you build? And there's certain, I mean, processes that take place when you build a house. And people have certain things they've done the way that they do it. So if I can tap into their technique and have them cut a board 3 times less per hour on a 3 to 6 week project, all of a sudden they're done a week early. In fact, we did a project a few years ago where we did a 6,000 square foot custom home right next door to another client's 6,000 square foot custom home designed by a competitor of ours who is very popular, who's in a lot of the parades, who I want to be when I grow up someday. And I went to the builder and I said, you got to tell us how we compare to this other guy. And he came back after both jobs were done. Same builder built both 6,000 square foot homes right next to each other at the same time using same subs, same suppliers, same finishes. And he said that the Walker plan made it through the city a month quicker and he built it 2 months faster. So that's 3 months of time we saved our client, 3 months of interest on their loan, which was the equivalent back then of about $10,000. But then the builder said the real kicker was the invoicing. He mapped out and added up all the cost, and the Walker home design plan cost $100,000 less to build than the home right next door, built at the same time, same footage, same finishes. And all those little secrets that I've learned from other subs, other people smarter than me over the years, we've added in the guts of our plans. And we have almost 30 different secret sauces, you know, the kernel kind of stuff in our plans that builders have shown me. I thought everybody drew these plans similar, but it turns out that if you haven't been out on a job site talking to subs or built homes yourself, that you miss out on a lot of little secrets that can save $100 here, $500 there, $1,000 here, 2 weeks of time here. And that all adds up.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, so I just have to brag about you a little bit as well. Of course, I'm an interior designer, so the looks of your homes are always what I really look at. You can take your same floor plan, and then you can put 3 different exteriors on it.
Well, yes, and I've pushed the envelope just in the last 30 days. I don't think I've told you this, but we had a request for a new plan, and so we're filling in little gaps on our website. I think our website has almost 1,000 plans now, and we have little missing gaps of square footages. So we're trying to fill those in. And so my office said, hey, we need this size home. And so I love to draw. I love to just create something. And so I had some time and I started drawing a plan. And normally we do 8 different exterior styles. That's pretty, you know, we're pretty good at 8. And I thought, well, I wonder if I can do 12. And I was able to do that. We did 12 different exterior styles on one house, and it'll be in our brand new plan book. I've been telling you, we've been getting ready to launch it, but we've been a little bit behind. But we'll be showcasing a home in the Salt Lake Parade of Homes in just a few weeks or a month or so. And we're going to release that new plan book there, and it'll showcase that plan. And it's so cool. I think my kids or somebody got, and they said, let's call it the McLaren.
Wow. I love that.
It is fun to take one footprint and give it different flavors. So if somebody likes modern or somebody's into mountain rustic or craftsman or prairie style, they can have that same floor plan with a different look on the outside, which I learned that by doing remodels. You know, somebody wants to live in the same neighborhood, but they're like, you know what? I don't want my home to look like the Brady Bunch house. I want it to look like, you know, a modern farmhouse. And so we'll kind of give it we call it a facelift on the outside. And so if you love your house, but you want a facelift on it, some of those are really easy to do just with windows and material and maybe a bump out here and there.
That is so cool. Okay, let's switch gears. Let's talk about kitchens. Right now, of course, the Parade of Homes is going on And that's where everyone kind of hangs out. It's that kitchen great room area. Give us some tips and tricks on how to make a great kitchen.
Well, kitchens right now are all about storage space and cleanliness. On some of these, you know, we've done tiny homes that are 1,200 square feet or even 400 square feet, up to super mansions that are 30, 40,000 square foot homes. Some of the stuff you might see in the Utah Valley Parade that just blows you away, like, who needs that much space? But when it comes down to it, we all just have simple zones that we create. And the kitchen is the congregation zone, right? But people want them clean, right? You want to make this great meal for your family, but you also want it clean. And so if you watch some of the posts on social media, we've developed a new zone called the scullery, or a working pantry. And that's where people will now keep their appliances and their prep area behind the kitchen, so that their kitchen's a lot more simplified. Less cabinets now, bigger islands. Sometimes we're getting back into double islands again, like we did about 20 years ago, where you have a buffet area serving and then a simplified prep area or staging zone. But a lot of that work area is happening in the scullery or the pantry with counter spaces, refrigerators, freezers, other double ovens, all that.
In Alpine at the Parade of Homes, there was one home. My wife referred to it as the butler's pantry, and she wouldn't leave. It was a smaller kitchen. She said, I could live here. Just give me this room. I'm fine forever.
Yeah. Seriously, right? Yep. And you could do that if you build a home or if you are remodeling a home. You can accomplish both of those. Yep. A lot of the homes this year are doing commercial appliances in their kitchens, which, you know, you get the Sub-Zero, the Viking, they're kind of the Ferrari of all of these. And then we all just order takeout. Like, let's be honest. It's so beautiful. You just don't want to mess it up.
It's so true.
That's funny.
But
that
you
goes
do
back
those.
To that instant gratification. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
I would cook, but I can have it delivered in half the time.
100%. Yeah. So kitchens are the heart of the home. Yeah. Garages are another thing that we always talk about.
Yeah.
The newlyweds. And then we have larger families than any other state in the country, I would say, per capita. So we need that place where we can just entertain and have people come back. And that's why that kitchen family room and that open floor concept is more important than ever.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to fit all those numbers. So once you know how many people you're going to have in your house, how often you can allow for that without feeling too cramped. Because again, those ages, even the, you know, how we talked about how it's nice to segregate that in your backyard with landscaping, have a spot for the toddlers and the little kids and teenagers and adults. Same kind of thing happens inside too. If you have a holiday party or you're entertaining, you'll see those groups congregate into their own age or interest zone. And it's good to think about how that maps out inside your house too.
For sure. And I've always said that your home is your best investment ever, not only financially, but in so many other ways. In the current economy, you know, what are some tips and tricks you can tell our listeners?
Well, think ahead, plan for the future, and plan for unknowns if you can. You know, sometimes people will finish the main floor and upstairs, but not their basement, which if you have to decide if I'm going to have a basement or not, in Utah, it's pretty typical. But sometimes people say, well, I'm just going to do one level, which makes sense to me short term. But long term, I would much rather invite someone to rough in a basement, not finish it, use all their money above ground. But the value they're going to get out of reselling that home is going to be much greater if they go to sell that in a few years, for somebody coming in to buy that saying, oh, well, I'd like to rent that out as an apartment or something like that. There's a lot more value there, even though it might be a little more upfront cost. It's pretty minimal.
Well, and I think we just need additional bedrooms too. We need that beautiful family room that you walk down to, and it's great for entertaining. That's kind of the teenager hangout.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's great. Yeah. Great job, Jamie.
Yeah.
You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Today, we're talking to Jamie Walker, Walker Home Design. How do people find you, Jamie?
So reach out to our office, 801-930-9499. And we've got great staff. They're awesome. They'll treat you like family. Nicer than family, maybe. You can also reach out on our website, walkerhomedesign.com. There's some cool freebies on there. I've mentioned these before. You can download free questions to ask your architect, questions to ask your home designer, and questions to ask your builder. And I've added to that questions to ask before you remodel, before you landscape, before you buy land. There's tons of things you should know before you go and plunk down a chunk of money on doing a project. So use those to your advantage. Those are free, and reach out to me for free advice on plans you might be working on. That's our radio show special this time.
For sure. And we're going to give a shout out to Central Bank. They are the sponsors of the KSL Real Estate Show. We love partnering with them. They're a local bank and they have locations all across the Wasatch Front. Thank you, Central Bank. Not only do they do new construction loans, they do remodeling, HELOC loans, car loans. They have a youth savings plan that we love as well. Thank you so much for joining us, but stay tuned because we're going to be right back.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring. And right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Some people just know the more you protect, the more you save with Allstate. Because they know insurance math. Like if you protect your home and auto, Allstate can save you up to 25%. So it's like losing money if you don't bundle. Save more when you protect more. Bundle home and auto with Allstate today.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers. If you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the Leading Bargain liquid detergent.
Guys, did you know your testosterone level impacts your energy, libido, sleep, weight, hair loss, mood, and even ED? And right now, Revive Men's Health Salt Lake City will check your testosterone for free. They've helped thousands of men since 2011 feel and perform better. They're so confident they can help you, they even guarantee it. Schedule your free testosterone test, exam, and consultation today. Call 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit RevivemensHealth.com.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show, and thank you for joining us. I'm Jeff Kaplan with Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, they are, and we have Parade of Homes specials going on right now. Everything in the entire store is an additional 20% off, plus you can get discounted parade tickets. So instead of paying $25 plus a $1 online fee, they are only $22, plus you receive a free magazine, a free lanyard, and a free bag to carry all your goodies in. So definitely check that out. If you're buying multiple tickets, it makes a lot of sense just to stop in and then you have lunch money or dinner money. It's kind of fun. Today we have Jamie Walker, Walker Home Design, back on the show with us. If you missed any part of this show, you definitely want to get on KSLradio.com and re-listen to this because there are some beautiful gems of information that Jamie shared with us today. Jamie, there are three things that I love most about your company. Number one, they're economical to build. So guys love to hear that, right?
Yeah.
Number two, they're functional to live in. And number three, they're attractive to look at. I'm an interior designer, so I kind of care what it looks like.
Yeah, the attractive to look at, I wish I could say I invented that or created that, but we just follow certain rules of architecture. There's a law out there called the golden segment, Fibonacci numbers, golden mean. You might, they all kind of relate to the same thing. And it's all about proportions to the mass of a structure. And you see it in the Parthenon, the Taj Mahal, Frank Lloyd Wright, famous architect, used it. Even Leonardo da Vinci and Michelangelo used it in their art and their sculptures. It's all about the proportions of pieces of our body. It's our human eye and our brain. how we see things that look attractive. That's why when you hear me on the radio, you're like, hey, that guy has some smooth pipes. But you have to look at my Photoshop picture to really appreciate how that works.
Well, okay? You do have smooth pipes, but can you
have a radio voice?
Can you give us an example of where this math comes in common ways that an everyday person might notice in a house?
Well, in common everyday things like flowers and plants and clouds and space, galaxies and things like that. But in a house, it's all about how wide the front door might be to the height of the ceiling. Or it might be the pop out in the great room, the width and depth. Or if you look at the full front of a house, the width of the garage pop out versus a tower versus a porch versus windows. Windows are a big part. Even the placement of stone to hardy board siding or stucco, all of that has to mass out and be just right. And there's a balance between symmetry and balance itself. Like if you throw a stone is heavy, for example. I personally like to anchor the home with that stone so it feels like it's not floating away, but then taper it out to the edges. So the mass, your eye is drawn to that heavy part to the middle where the front door or a tower might be.
For sure.
And it could go on and on. You see how I got excited about that?
I'm speechless. I'm just speechless.
But there's this. I teach classes at the Home and Garden Show about this kind of stuff, and check out our YouTube channel, things like that. I have classes but it's so easy, but it's something that gets missed so often. Even cities mess it up. Like they say, oh, I want 50% brick or stone on a house. And so a builder will come in and go 3 feet up across the house and straight across. Well, you could get the same amount of stone and make that house look world class without just drawing a straight line with it.
And when it's done right, you know it. And when it's done wrong, you know it
Absolutely.
As well. And sometimes you don't even know why. But it's the same thing with interior design. When you go into a home and you just know it's done well, and then other homes, you just think, they have all the pieces. They just didn't put them together right. And Jamie, you're an expert in this industry for
well,
that.
Well, I learn more every day. I mean, there's smarter people than me out there. I've just tried to put the pieces together. And so it just naturally starts happening on our plan. It's been a nice secret sauce to find.
So if someone is thinking of buying a home and remodeling it, they're currently living in a home or they're thinking of building a brand new home, Jamie.
Yeah.
What's their best advice? You go to your website.
Go to the website, download those questions to ask. Give us a call and just set up for this radio show. We're doing that free consultation. And I'll tell you what questions you should be asking. I'll ask you what kind of goals you have for the project. That's the first thing, is really understanding what you want to achieve out of it. I don't want to pretend like I know everything you should do without even knowing who you are. So I've got to ask those questions to make this a success and make sure you end up with a world-class house plan from Walker Home Design.
And Walker Home Design has done so many parade homes over so many years. I've known you for a long, long time and always been impressed with your product.
Yeah, 10 years best of state. We just won 10 years best of state.
Yes,
so
you
we're
did.
We're almost caught up with
I
Heather.
Saw you there. That was really fun. That was a blast. Walker Home Design. Jamie Walker is the owner. We've been so grateful to have you on the show today, sharing all your tips and tricks with our KSL listening friends. The Utah Valley Parade of Homes is going on right now. Check it out. Come get a ticket. Signing off, Heather Osmond, Osmond Designs. See you at the parade.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring. And right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.